Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this blog talk show, I do it on different days so we get more information. That's at lifetapestrycreations.com. Brenda's blog, my written blog, is at lifetapestrycreations.com. Well, another wild and woolly week, I guess is the best way to say it. We're in the United States, I'm in the United States, definitely there isn't a calm moment here. I'm wondering after things settle down if we won't be craving a bit more excitement. It's just so much happening all the time. For those of you in the other parts of the world, a lot is happening, but not, I don't think, quite as much as what's happening where we are in the United States right now. Let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, the chaos will continue. In truth, it will heighten. You know how when someone is ill, they have a fever and the temp goes up, and then the fever breaks? For the chaos, particularly in the United States, it's about ready to break, but it hasn't broken yet. So it is. Chaos will return, will continue. What is your role in all of this? We have talked about finding your joy. We have talked about breathing. You know, if you're in fear, take deep breaths, bring more oxygen into your body. And such as so. But at the same time, what you might start noting, some of you now, some of you later, it will happen to all of you, but what you might start noting is almost as if you are floating above it all and watching. You know, with the same sense you do when two children are fighting in a sandbox, and you know that they are toddlers. They're small children, and it is to be expected they fight over the same sand pile, even though, you know, there's another one right beside one of the children. It is just a coming of age, if you will, learning how to share, learning how to individuate. A lot of things are going on with that little sand pail fight in the sandbox. And so it is for those of you in the United States. Right now what is happening, it is the United States is a sandbox, and there are children fighting within the sandbox. Nothing more will happen than happens in a sandbox with toddlers when you're watching over them. And so it is, some of you will take that stance just automatically. Others of you will come to it a bit later, but it is a stance you are all going to take. Now, as for COVID, that is part of it, you see. Are you going to be enmeshed in COVID, or are you going to stand back? And we have told you many months ago there will be a point where you are the participant observer instead of the participant, and then finally the observer. And what is happening now is you are becoming the observer. You know, until now, most of you have been participant observers. So you are observing it, and you're saying, oh, that's so silly, but you're still participating, you see? And what is happening, going to be happening, is that more and more of you on a daily basis will become observers. And such is so for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, you know, many talk about the ascension, that you will fly to a different world or be raised up, or a different world will appear, or it'll be a dual world. The reality is you are of Earth, as are any of those who wish to remain of 3D. Which is a little different than when you first started accessing your New Earth thoughts and actions. You did not leave Earth to do so. You remained at Earth. You see what we are saying? So you are in the Earth phase. You are going to remain there, as are those who wish to remain of 3D. It is merely that as you become more of the observer, you are going into a different place. Let us give you an example that will help you understand. In ancient times, when a conquering army would come through a land that was inhabited by someone else, most often, the conquering element would ensure that everybody thought and functioned as they did, that they accepted this religion, that they accepted these words, this language, this whatever. You see what we were saying? This dress code. And those few who did not were either banished or hid out or practiced their religion in a hidden place. Do you see what we were saying? Is, in essence, even though this is not necessarily true, and we will tell you why in just a moment, you are the conquering heroes. So it is that the vast majority will speak your language, will function as beyond 3D. And so there will be some diehards. There will be some that will remain fully enmeshed in 3D without and thinking that you are terrible. But the two of you won't be in the same environment. You know, a bit like someone who has a PhD in chemistry is not likely to hang out in a place that people who are janitors will hang out. You see, not that either profession is bad, but merely different interests, different focuses, different thought processes. And so it will be for you is there will remain the 3D element, a very small minority, we might add, but you won't really interact with them because there won't be much need to interact with them. You will be in a different place physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so you will coexist on the same earth, but you won't be around that many people. Not because you think they are terrible as much as they just won't be interesting. It will be like, why would I want to? And the same for those fully enmeshed in 3D being around you. Why would they want to? You don't think or act like they do. Do you see what we're saying? So it won't be a big war. It won't be a physical altercation. It'll just be a loss of interest. For many of you are worried about a 3D war or altercation or terrible things that are inevitable in 3D. But since you are, if you will, and please understand what we were saying by this, the conquering heroes, it will be more just a separation of thought. Not physical altercation, but a difference of thought, separation of thought. And so it is, that is what you are moving towards if you are not already there. It just isn't that important. Oh, they're sputtering and yelling about this and yelling about that over there. But it's no different than children in a sandbox. You are standing back, you're the adult, and you're saying, ah, how silly, let's just get them another pail and everything will be happy. Or let them argue, nothing much is going to happen from it. Do you see what we are saying is you are the adult in the room. And so as you become more in adult in that role, if you will, more accepting of your beyond 3D capabilities and skills and beingness, you will be much less concerned about what's happening in 3D. It won't be that important. Two toddlers fighting in a sandbox over a pail, all you have to do is get them another pail and be on your way. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.